The Bedford School Board is holding its first public listening session tonight since naming a new interim superintendent. Former Bedford Superintendent Chip McGee resigned from the role on Friday, weeks after he authorized a district staffer to testify on behalf of a convicted child sexual abuser. But for some Bedford parents, McGee's resignation is only a first step in resolving the issue. NHPR's Savannah Marr reports.
When their eldest daughter was sick during her sophomore year at Bedford High School, Debbie and Ted Ellis say that her guidance counselor, Allison Mattson, was a huge help.
We spent a lot of time with her this year. She was very helpful and supportive, but we're not sure what to do at this point. We've talked to my daughter. She's aware of it, but she's lost trust.
The family learned earlier this month that Mattson and two other Bedford High School staffers submitted character witness statements on behalf of Christy Torbick. She's a former Bedford guidance counselor who pled guilty to sexually assaulting a 14-year-old in Exeter. They say their daughter doesn't understand why her counselor would vouch for the character of someone who abused a child, but she's sure she won't look to that counselor for help anymore.
It wasn't like, you know, let me think about it. It was, I am not going to go to her. Where do I go?
The Ellises aren't the only family in Bedford who feel shaken by what's happened. The three school employees, guidance counselors Allison Mattson and Christine Mulcahy, and Dean of Students Zanna Blaney, haven't publicly explained why they made statements on Torbick's behalf. Many families are calling for their resignations. Interim Superintendent Mike Fournier says he's taking parents' concerns seriously, but the district also has to make sure they're following the law and being fair to the staffers involved.
We need to follow due process, make sure we've received proper counsel, and do this well.
Albert Scherer is a professor of criminal law at the University of New Hampshire Law School. He says the district would be smart to seek legal advice before making any personnel decisions. Scherer spends 4 days of his course on evidence teaching law students about character testimony. He believes a lot of the controversy in Bedford stems from misunderstanding of a character witness's role.
It's not an endorsement of her conduct in the case by any stretch. It's, Judge, we know you have a hard decision. Appreciate who this whole person is.
Dean of Students Zanna Blaney read a statement at Torbick's sentencing hearing, which included official performance reviews she'd written when Torbick worked at Bedford High School. Blaney had explicit permission from the superintendent to testify. The other two counselors attended the hearing and submitted letters without consulting the district. Sure, the law professor believes that Torbick's performance reviews might have been subpoenaed if the district hadn't sent Blaney to read them. So part of Blaney's testimony, at least, may have been inevitable. And unless the employees' contracts barred them from giving this kind of testimony, Scherer says retaliating by terminating them would expose the Bedford School District to a lawsuit.
To fire them just for doing this, they would lose any lawsuit that was filed by the fired individual, I would predict, because it would clearly be a violation of their First Amendment rights to free speech.
Many parents in the district say they understand these legal arguments and the risk of a lawsuit, but none of that changes the fact that their kids aren't comfortable being around three school employees. Dan Janice has already let Interim Superintendent Fournier know that his son, a senior, is not to have any contact with the employees in question.
I don't understand why they would stand in court for the victimizer as opposed to the victim. The harm that they've presented to their office in this community is undoable.
And for him, it's not just about what they said at Torbick's sentencing hearing. He believes they and the district haven't been honest about how they came to be character witnesses for Torbick and why.
There's been trust that's been violated. Nobody's argued to me otherwise. And for that reason alone, I say roll the dice and fire them and let them bring their lawsuit.
School starts in less than a month. The Bedford School Board's listening session is tonight at 6 p.m. and open to all district parents. For NHPR News, I'm Savannah Marr.